This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinians flee Jabalia refugee camp as Israeli troops launch new operations in northern Gaza. AP correspondent Rika N. Garcia reports.
In a video captured by the AP, you can see groups of men, women, and children walking along the streets, surrounded by flattened buildings and concrete slabs. They made their way on foot, on donkey carts, or in cars piled high with mattresses and other belongings. Israeli forces have repeatedly raided Jabalia, a refugee camp that has turned into a densely built urban district over the past 7 months. Fighting renewed there this month when Israel said Hamas fighters had regrouped in the area. I'm Rika N. Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media reports. Reuters' Ryan Chang has the details.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation said the landslide has blocked highway access, making helicopters the only way to reach the area. It said emergency teams had reached the sparsely populated area where the death toll is expected to rise. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape said disaster officials, the Defence Force and other officials are assisting with relief and recovery efforts.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Police in India say that at least 27 people, including children, have been killed in a major fire at an amusement park. The blaze broke out Saturday at the park in the western city of Rajgat in Gujarat state. A police officer said the bodies were difficult to identify. Another police officer said that the fire was under control and that an investigation was happening. The amusement park was privately owned, and police commissioner Raju Bhargava said that authorities will file a case of negligence against the owner. This is VOA News. Millions of Indians are voting in the next to last round of a grueling national election in the searing summer heat. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The combined opposition is trying to rattle Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign for a third consecutive term for himself and his Hindu Nationalist Party. Saturday's voting in 58 constituencies, including seven in New Delhi, will complete polling for roughly 90% of 543 seats in the lower house of parliament. The voting for the remaining 57 seats on June 1st will wrap up a six-week election. The votes will be counted on June 4th. This election is considered one of the most consequential in India's history and will test the limits of Modi's political dominance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Britain's defense ministry says a World War II-era Spitfire fighter plane has crashed near an Air Force base in eastern England. The pilot was killed. The ministry confirmed the death Saturday of a Royal Air Force pilot in a, quote, tragic accident near RAF Coningsby, an air base. There was no immediate word of the cause of the crash. The base is home to the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight Collection of wartime fighter and bomber aircraft. More than 20,000 Spitfires were built in the 1930s and 40s, and the plane played a key role in the Battle of Britain. The crash happened days before wartime aircraft will take to the skies to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Prosecutors in the classified documents case against Donald Trump are pushing to curtail potentially threatening comments by the former president. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge overseeing the classified documents case against Donald Trump to bar the former president from public statements that pose a significant, imminent, and foreseeable danger to law enforcement agents participating in the prosecution. The request follows false claims earlier in the week by Trump. He said FBI agents who searched his home in August 2022 were authorized to shoot him and were locked and loaded, ready to take him out and put his family in danger. Prosecutors say agents operated under routine search policy, did not use force, and that the search was conducted in coordination with the Secret Service while he was away. Norman Hall, Washington.
The military junta ruling Burkina Faso has announced a five-year extension to its transition term after national consultations in the capital Ouagadougou. On Saturday, civil society representatives, the security and defense forces, and lawmakers in the transitional assembly participated in a conference to discuss a path to civilian rule. The president of the transitional government, Captain Ibrahim Traoré, seized power in September 2022, accusing the elected government of failing to end Burkina Faso's security challenges. The West African country has been ravaged by growing attacks by Muslim extremists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State Group. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.